were the first to develop a metaphysics. That's a strange word, metaphysics. Let me talk about it for a few minutes. Let us say there is a range of human experience, from the most common experiences, sight, hearing, we call that the realm of the senses. Then there's common sense. Everyday understanding. All that unusual experiences, aesthetic experiences. But there's another kind of experience, more profound. We can call that the more profound experiences. And above that, let us make another category and call it that open to the mystical or the philosophical. Now, metaphysics is nothing other than a way of understanding this realm. That's all there is. It's creating a language, creating images to render intelligible the profound experiences of man. Sometimes they're called peak experiences. And so over the years, there's been a thousand years of development of Platonic thought. That development of Platonic thought had as its goal to make intelligible man's most profound experiences. That's the goal of metaphysics. Nothing else. Now, the difficulty in getting into metaphysics, modern world, is that it's somewhat difficult to go around the corner and get a mystical experience. Difficult. Even if you try drugs, it's not certain. So therefore, there's a whole way of talking and understanding about things that are most profound. And for most of us, we can't get into it. We can study it, we can memorize it, talk about it. Primary purpose is to render intelligible this. So that can be used as a springboard to something yet higher. That's the real goal. There's something higher than that. Difficult to get to this. Then that is going to be even more remote and rare. Now that's the higher part. There's a way around it, and that's what I would like to point to. This language to understand these experiences, it's a specialized language, and it's called metaphysics. This special language is really can be used to understand your own experiences and to render intelligible your dream world. Now, that's rather curious, you see. This is a different way of looking at the dream world. Now, what do I mean by saying that? Metaphysics. Well, that means first that we'll structure, the figures, and the images of the dream, and reach a level of meaning, personal meaning, then dreams are intelligible. Now, if dreams are only personally intelligible, if they only have a personal message, then the creator of dreams is just some extension of ourselves, and it's only limited to ourselves. But if there is a more profound aspect to what created it, let's even build to it. If we can see that what created it is itself transcendent and immanent, and in the highest sense, wise, or reveals something called wisdom, then we can use that as a bridge and bring in stuff called metaphysics. And you know what you'll see? You'll see that you'll be able to use the metaphysics to understand what creates dreams from your own dreams.